We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is going on, Colts Nation? Welcome back to another episode of Bring the Juice. Guys, just a couple more in-house free agent signings that have happened. Defensive tackle Taven Bryan and interior offensive lineman Danny Pinter are both getting one-year deals from the Indianapolis Colts, so they are both coming back. Taven Bryan, I definitely was a little bit shocked by. I thought that Indianapolis would either go a different direction or just not get him at all. But it definitely was a shocker. But here we are. The Indianapolis Colts continue to bring back their defensive linemen that they wanted so strongly. Taven Bryan, I'm glad that his role at this point is going to remain as a three tech. That's where he's best suited at. So I hope that the Indianapolis Colts will just leave it as that. But I'll tell you what, I wish that we would have just spent our time and resources in another direction. I will say that. But either way, Taven Bryan's still here to compete. And interior offensive lineman Danny Pinter, who the Colts selected in, I believe it was the 2020 draft. So he is coming back. Remember, he broke his ankle in the preseason, so he never got a chance to be a backup for this offensive line. He had some good moments. He's more of an interior guy, obviously, battling between the center position and the guard position. Wasn't as solid at the guard position, but was a good center option. Either way, Danny Pinter did get himself a little bit of playing time with injuries over the last several years, but obviously with being out this last year, he was not able to do that. Hopefully, he'll get a chance to be able to compete for a backup spot here as well. But that's going to do it for this one, guys. We're still waiting for some more news, but that's going to do it for this one. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. Thank you all so much for all the support. And as always, guys, go Colts.